It's Monday, May 10th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Ransomware shuts down a pipeline and the hidden insights into their operation. Microsoft says no Windows 10X, and Google pushes 2FA. This is the Business of Tech. After thinking I was doing too much security incident coverage, I was going to try and do less, as we don't need a parade of the same story over and over again. And then the Colonial Pipeline was forced to be shut down due to a ransomware attack, and a regional emergency declaration was issued for 17 states and the District of Columbia. There are now relaxed fuel transport rules to compensate. The attack was believed to have been initiated by an Eastern European-based gang. This was reported on Friday into the weekend. Then today, CNBC reported on a new statement from the group. "We are apolitical. We do not participate in geopolitics, do not need to tie us with a defined government, and look for our motives," the statement said. "Our goal is to make money and not creating problems for society. From today, we introduce moderation and check each company that our partners want to encrypt to avoid social consequences in the future." End quote. The group has even posted its own code of conduct on who and what targets are acceptable to attack. The group is known for being professional, offering a help desk and a call-in phone number for victims. So why do we care? There are three reasons this one's different. First, this is a major enough incident to require an emergency declaration, and consumers will understand that. While it's not expected to impact prices, will that matter for perceptions? Second, the group is invoking moderation and using the same language the IT channel does. These are their partners. Let that sink in. They've built a multi-tier distribution model just like the IT channel. Finally, even if you dismiss the code of conduct, we can add a help desk and customer service functions to the list of how these criminal organizations operate. They are arguably better run organizations than some IT services companies. Microsoft has shelved Windows 10X, its Chrome OS competitor. Now, the company instead will be focusing its efforts on improving Windows 10. Windows 10X will no longer ship this year and likely will never arrive in its current form. While I'm on the Microsoft beat, the company has also announced a pledge for EU commercial customers. They can store and process their data within the EU by 2022. This is generally believed to be in response to the EU ruling around Privacy Shield making it invalid, which allowed EU-US data transfers. Why do we care? With Chromebooks showing the growth they have, Microsoft abandoning their 10X strategy leaves an unanswered question on how they'll compete. Layer on the changing chip landscape with Apple and their M1 and ARM chips in Chromebooks, how will Microsoft compete on the endpoints? EU regulation is driving business behavior. Microsoft is moving data to the EU for customers over that reason. Think regulation doesn't work? Sure it does. Google is about to push two-factor authentication further. The company is now prompting users to enroll in two-step verification. Soon will be automatically enrolling users. This is known to work. According to Microsoft, 99.9% of the compromised accounts they track every month did not use multi-factor authentication. Only 11% of all enterprise accounts use an MFA solution overall. So why do we care? So we have a solution to compromised accounts, but it's not being used. That's essentially the story. How much longer until it's required everywhere, like it should be? That 99.9% stat alone should be reason to have every customer you service enforce 2FA. That 99.9% stat alone should be reason to have every customer you service enforce 2FA. If it were me, I wouldn't be servicing any customer who didn't allow me to enforce it. Want to learn about trends in managed services, increasing sales, governance, or winning in biopharma? How about an MSP peer panel or CompTIA's Carolyn April with their latest research in managed services trends? Ignite's first annual MSP Summit is coming May 11th, keynoted by Carl Polichuk on setting a cloud strategy. The first 300 attendees even get a copy of Carl's book on becoming a successful MSP in 30 days. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech. I will be back again with another roundup tomorrow.